Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Today we're back with Jaime Escalona, and Jaime was headed the Eli Lilly manufacturing operations here in Puerto Rico, and we discussed that. In the dialogue, we're talking about your retirement, and that at that moment you were with two civic organizations, and I know throughout, you know, your heading Eli Lilly, you were very involved with Fondos Unidos, mm-hmm. and very Eli Lilly was a tremendous citizen, and I know since I was very involved, I remember I could always count on Eli Lilly and Jaime Escalona when
that
it
was,
came to
that was very each very important for Lilly,
and so but in terms of kind of like you step out of this very difficult and intensive world with Eli Lilly traveling all over, and all of a sudden you're retired. So the two civic organizations were a nice transition. And of course, you had known, and you liked to travel while you were in Eli Lilly, and you knew that that's what you wanted. So you've been traveling a lot. But did you consider taking on a new career, working with someone else? What were the options, and why?
I did consider consulting. And I did some consulting work for the government, but I did that for about a year, on and off. And then you always consider a number of things, like going back to industry, getting in.
You were, to put it in perspective, you were about 55, 56?
Right.
So you were young.
You
were young, and you are young still. So this is an early retirement, 10 years earlier than you had
counted on and planned for. That's correct. So they say it was one time only, so I better take, as my friends in the States said, you better take advantage, because it is one time only.
So you tried consulting.
I tried consulting with the government. I really enjoyed that. But of course, the feeling of freedom, looking for freedom, doing whatever you want, was very important also. So I like to read and to go to the beach. As you know,
and travel. When you look back, and you know now you have perspective, and you're not kind of looking back, and you're now above the whole fray, and you know you had your incursion in the government for about a year as a consultant, etc. When you look back, you know what did we? Well, let's put it this way: what did we do wrong? What could we have done differently in the 936 in the manufacturing? I mean, our economic development has been, you know, relatively stagnant for some 10, 11 years, and we just lost, you know, manufacturing jobs from 153,000. We're now at about 87,000, and really the whole manufacturing scenario is looking very gloomy at this stage.
Which is very sad.
Very, very sad. What could we have done differently? And even more importantly, what can we do now? Differently from what we're doing in order to take advantage of manufacturing and at least somewhat go back to the manufacturing kind of jobs that we had in the past.
I feel that we never sold the manufacturing environment or the impact of manufacturing, the 936. We never sold it to the people. There was always, and there still is, a negative view of what that represented. And that represented a tremendous positive time for our island. We were able to develop our people to handle those operations. We were able to bring those operations to the people, and as I said before, we were able to bring those operations to Puerto Rico, and getting the backup people to handle those operations.
And they're in your moments where you were heading it, you never had a problem, FDA problem,
no,
or even anything of serious.
No,
it was a nice, clean slate
people,
all the way through.
Our people, and that's the situation for most of the pharmaceuticals, I guess. People were very proud of their operation. The Puerto Rican employee is very proud of their operations. They are very committed to their operations. And the results are there.
Right.
The results are there. And I'm talking when I was in charge. I don't know what has happened since, but I guess the situation has not changed. But the we were, as I mentioned before, we never sold to the people of Puerto Rico the benefits and what 936 or the industry meant to this island. When I traveled with Lily throughout the world and Latin America, people were always very impressed of what Puerto Rico was. People outside USA always felt, you know, you had the best and you had the best operations, and Puerto Rico is the capital of the pharmaceutical world, and many of those nice things. But here in Puerto Rico, I'm looking at what happened. There was always a negative, and there still is, which is sad.
Yeah.
Because what do we have for the future if it's not foreign investment, manufacturing? And you know, if you don't create jobs, and that's what 936 did, you're not going any place.
Yeah, the thing that, you know, when I look back and, you know, people like you who were able to run world-class operations and the envy of the United States and of the world, and a Puerto Rican raised, educated, developed here, taking advantage of the opportunities that a company that Eli Lilly presented, and yet very little accolades for a person like you. You know, we have a boxer who wins a couple of matches, and it's the idol of
That's
Puerto
right.
Rico, and here. We have a Jaime Escalona, and I can say this, you can't say it, but I can say it. We have a Jaime Escalona running a first-class operation, and the recognition, and the support, and it just wasn't there, and the support for an Eli Lilly at the level it should have been by the community, and by all, you know, the legislature, the different administrations, it just wasn't there at the level it should have been, and we let that go through our hands to a great extent.
And it's not there up to this day. Seeing what has happened, of all the jobs that have been lost, which have been more, what, than 200,000, people do not appreciate what we had.
And besides the manufacturing jobs, the amount of funds that were available to
in the banks
in the banks in order to allow for our economic development was also not quite appreciated. You ended up with Eli Lilly. Tell us how you got into Eli Lilly. You know, was this what you were going to be always doing? When you look back, how did you get into it? And when you look back, where you ended up is what you expected, or was it, life ended up being quite a surprise?
Well, you want to hear the history of my life?
Well, and shortened it a little bit, you know.
Very
but,
good.
But how, I'm always interested in how people end up where they end
okay.
up.
Okay, I was supposed to be a dentist like my father, and so I studied pre-medical. I had a chemistry degree with a biology minor. And then when I finished, I found that if I studied pharmacy 5 years, and since I had all the chemistry, and I could make pharmacy in 3 years, so that's what I did. So I told my father, okay, let's postpone, but I'll
But
be
you
a
weren't
pharmacist.
That excited about being a dentist?
In no. reality, no.
You were not, okay. You're one of those many children that are kind of pushed to a career that you weren't all that interested
yeah.
in.
And then I
and your mother was a dentist? No,
my father.
But was there another dentist in the family?
Oh, yes. Eventually we got more dentists. But I was going to be a dentist. So when I finished pharmacy, Lily started in Puerto Rico in a small building in Atorrey. So one friend told me that they were hiring, and I had never worked really. So I decided to work in Lily, and they hired me immediately for maybe a year or 2 years. During that time, I got married, and I married a daughter of a dentist.
Okay, I knew there was another dentist in the family. Okay,
and I took the dental school exam to get into dental school. But then, while I was in Lilly, they offered me to go to Indianapolis for an extensive training, and that's what I did.
And because the rest is, as they say, the rest is history.
And I enjoy every minute.
You never look back to dentistry.
Never look back.
Okay.
Never look back.
And when you again looking back, and you get in there, and of course they give you all the challenges, and each time you're sort of feeling comfortable with what you have. No, now you're going to take care of Spain. Or no, now you're going to take care of Latin America with the problems that we have with intellectual property. So there's always a challenge, but. When you look back when you're relatively young, what were your goals? How did you see yourself in the future? Or you just played it by ear, you kind of just went with the flow, or did you have very specific goals?
Yes, I have to tell you the truth. I'm gonna
interrupt you because we have to take another break, and we'll go into that. Think about that question. That's a toughie. I'm with Jaime Escalona, we'll be right back.